podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Who wants to hear a juicy story?
Oh, gather around, yes. Kids. Gather around.
Don't we love juicy stories?
Sit in a circle.
Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to change names, and I'm going to try to recount this story as accurately as I can. And the question that will be posed to everybody is this still romantic?
Okay.
All right. So I want you to imagine their initials are J and T. What names do you want to use for that? That won't be their real. Justin and
Trisha.
All right. Justin and Trisha. Not their real names, but their initials are J and T. And Justin did a very romantic thing. He took his sweet love of his life, Trisha, they're dating, to the beach for a little getaway.
How romantic.
Mm. And one morning he got up early while she was still sleeping, and he went down to the beach, and he spelled out in the sand, J loves T forever.
Oh, was it the number 4 and then EVA?
I did not get that detail. But apparently it was J loves T forever. And then he framed it with a heart made out of seashells.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Come on, don't be corny. Oh, that is cute. That's is very it? Sweet.
That's all right. That's cute.
That is romantic.
Don't you get the visual in your head? The carved fingers in the sand and then seashell heart around it.
Oh, that's a beautiful moment.
That's a lot of shells that he had to collect.
It is a lot of work, yeah.
He called his girlfriend on her cell.
Yoo-hoo.
Told her there was something she needed to see out on the beach. Hurry up.
Come quick.
Oh my God, it's a beached whale.
Anyway, when she got there, apparently she broke down and cried.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Would you, Emily?
I would get emotional. Are you kidding?
I could see you tearing up over that.
She took a picture of it. All's perfect in the world, right?
Oh, God, why do I sense a butt?
It's a great butt, though. Fast forward 2 weeks. Back in Colorado, back to the regular lives. And Trisha has posted a picture of the romantic seashell heart on the beach. And then she gets a comment from Justin's sister, who obviously knows her brother very well. And the comment is, that's really nice, but Justin, her brother, did the exact same thing with his ex-wife.
There it is.
The initials, the initials surrounded by a seashell heart. I guess it was a picture up in their house or something.
This guy's smooth, huh?
Are you kidding?
So I'm laughing. I'm drinking my wine, listening to the story, and everybody was like, oh, no, really? And the question was, is it still romantic? Is it romantic the second time around?
Right.
And I guess Trisha doesn't want to be all petty and everything, but if he did the same move with another woman. So can I tell you my stance on this just as a, like, because I know everybody.
As a third party?
Yeah, everybody's going, how dare he do that? And so I'm standing there drinking my wine. And you know me, I'm a listener at these kind of things. You know, I just listen. And then finally I said, well, if you think about it, everybody's up in arms that he did this. But when a guy buys flowers for a woman, he ain't the first, you know, guy to buy flowers. And she's not the first person he's bought flowers for.
Okay.
If he buys a woman earrings or jewelry, that's not the first time he's done that, probably.
However.
Right. But I mean, there's all of these things, and we don't get all over that. So really, what's the diff?
This is really a one-up, though, on those situations. They traveled. They went to the same like beach location, and he went down and did the work.
I don't know if it was the same location.
Well, it's a beach.
Well,
what
that's
he means.
What I'm saying.
A
same
beach is a beach.
Location, beach.
I wonder if it was the exact same.
That would have been even better.
Like, I feel so dirty. First of all,
he's like, I want to go back to that beach because I know there's a great collection of shells.
Right. It's a hotbed for shells.
You know, if you buy a necklace for your ex and then a necklace for your new girlfriend, it's not the exact same necklace. You know, so this is the exact same.
Oh, should it not be?
I really like that hanging diamond.
No, it's. This is. The setup is, first of all, so special it was to redo it. It's dirty. And I'm not too happy with the sister either.
Well, that's,
right. That's the thing. This worked, though. Trisha would never have known it would have been a magical, special moment if
the sister
had just shut up.
Big mouth.
Well, right. Maybe the sister is bringing to light something about her jerk store brother that Trisha needed to know.
Is he a jerk store or does he just have one move?
He just knows what works.
There are billions of chick flicks out there that he could have gotten ideas from just because this worked once.
It's like having like a one pickup line that you know will get you in every time. Yeah. He just knows what he knows.
It's
this
gold.
Is gold.
Right. hey, what's your name?
He knows
totally
his
gold.
And you know what? Jeremy's right. If the sister hadn't opened her big mouth, everything would have been, you know, even
hunky
dory would have been happy. This yes. shows that that sister has a lot of anger and bitterness in her.
Maybe she's divorced too.
Sure. Maybe yeah. she doesn't like Trisha.
If we did Five Calls Says It All, what's your prediction, Emily? Still romantic or not?
I'd like to think that my lady friends would side with me and say, no, this is not cool.
Or there could be a lady friend of yours out there who's listening who says, you know what? So what? That we all have past relationships. He did go out and do something special for her.
Okay. Yes, I'm not going to give you a cookie because you do something special.
He made the effort.
This is a grand thing, but you know what? He made the effort, but then it turns it from a 10 into about a 3 because it's a carbon copy. Oh. Their relationship is unique and special, as should the effort should be.
Five calls. Oh, here comes Jody on the phone. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I think that if she holds this against him, she should never do anything with him that she's done with another guy before, ever.
Anything.
Right.
Ever.
I agree.
Hey, she should stop breathing.
She cannot make him dinner. She can't make her signature meal.
They can't go to the grocery store together.
Right.
They can't make sweet, sweet love.
No. Oh.
And the bigger issue is the sister.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get rid of her.
The sister has some sort of issues, doesn't she, Jody?
She sure does. Absolutely.
What kind of person would go on social media and bust him like that?
Well, not a very nice one, that's for sure.
I might have done that. I'm going to throw that out
right,
there.
But she probably put a winky face and an LOL to cancel, so she didn't think it was being that bad, right?
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 Jody, have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Take care. Here comes Dane. Hello, Dane.
Hey, how you doing?
What's another guy's perspective on this? What do you think?
So we're essentially persecuting this guy for an alleged lack of imagination. I mean, come on, we're guys. I mean, if he did this with his ex-wife, it was obviously meaningful at the time for him. I mean, why get upset? He clearly meant it. I mean, if we're upset that he did this once before with the woman who ends up being his wife, he obviously meant it. It wasn't something he's using at every turn. So
right. Well,
I don't get the angst here. I mean, there should be no angst from her to him. It's all on the sister, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Now, of course,
where does it stop?
We don't know that he's not doing. We don't know that he hasn't done this with 75 different women.
Correct. Or 75 after this.
We don't know.
No.
Right.
And you know what? And to your note too, I'm a guy and I have quite imagination. So don't lump us all in one category.
You're trying to just use the "hey, we don't." It's
we're
okay.
Guys.
Wait, like you can't use that excuse
because
you're just saying
that.
Exactly.
Even by saying that, you almost, Dane, turned me to the other side.
Because, almost, yes.
Because I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm creative.
Almost, you're just still lazy.
Dane,
what do you say?
Emily said earlier, there's a million chick flicks that he could have watched. Would that have made it any better if he'd used an idea out of a movie?
Right. That's a great point.
Yeah, but it would have been a different idea, though.
What if he'd used a song lyric? I mean, would that have made it any better?
It might have.
You know, this is an interesting overall discussion about how creative do you have to be? And you know what? It seems like every year the bar gets raised more and more and more and more. Look at the promposals that kids are doing and posting the videos, right?
Yeah, they're
suddenly nuts. If you're not doing this huge bombastic thing, then you just don't measure up. Just a heartfelt "I love you" doesn't seem to carry any weight anymore.
No, why is it not more important about whether or not he meant it or not?
Yes. Dane, I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, buddy. Here comes Sierra. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
All right. A chick's point of view. What is it?
I say get over it. He's probably trying to replace the memory with a better one and with her. So don't be so picky about it. Be thankful.
Can he replace it with a new memory?
Yeah, it
situation?
Meant something to him, and he wanted it to be even more special with someone that obviously he loves more.
It's too bad he didn't write something different, you know,
yeah,
instead of just the initials and forever, he could have wrote, you know.
Maybe put a star around it instead of a heart.
Well, Sierra, that's a good point, too. But, I mean, think about it. Maybe the sister got it wrong. Maybe he did write something different. She just remembers the seashell heart.
The sister's got some personal issues that she needs to work out and stop ruining someone else's moment.
You know what? We all agree on that, don't
we?
Sister.
A lot of Facebook anger.
Well, let me ask you something else, because I remember years ago, we did a love court session on this show, and the issue was a guy who took his new bride for a honeymoon, And she found out later that's where he took his first wife for their honeymoon. Is that...
Hey, the bitch is lucky she got... She's lucky she got a honeymoon. I didn't get one yet, so...
Sounds like you're kind of...
So picky about everything. Us women are too sensitive, and just be glad you have a man that loves you and wants to do something for you.
Keep talking.
To pick a new move, but
Sarah, I'm going to give you as much time as you want.
Just be happy.
You take all the time in the world, okay, sister?
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Bye. So with the callers and social media messages, it's 4-1 in favor of it's okay.
Yeah, just be happy. You're on the beach.
I do not support that. There are so many things out there.
Are you just jealous?
Emily's vote is not cool, Jeremy.
Not cool.
Do it, bro. It's cool.
It. Chris?
Not Broseph. Cool.
Not
I'm
cool.
with Emily.
Cool.
Thank you, Chris.
And I just want you guys to know I've been putting up a smoke screen the whole time. Oh. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that he did it again. I'm actually
good. Yeah! Good man, DT.
It's ridiculous.
You're so lame.
No, I'm not. I mean, I just wanted to kind of stir the pot a little. Bit, but really deep down inside, that's your only move,
right?
It was a good move.
God.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.